and the Galapagos Islands are facing a different challenge. How many people can the islands support? Specifically, how many tourists? The island's spectacular landscape and unique wildlife have drawn visitors since the days of Charles Darwin, but the ecosystem there is extremely fragile, so managing the impact of tourists is crucial. Reporter Tipa Fernandez recently visited the Galapagos to find out how they're doing.
It's very early on a cool July morning. The ocean is bien brava today, rough. But that won't stop a dozen or so international divers from taking a dream trip to descend 85 feet, an oxygen tank strapped to their back, to witness hammerhead sharks in their natural habitat.
My name is Claudia and I'm going to be one of the dive masters today.
Tourists come to the Galapagos Islands from all over the world.
My name is Leonard, I'm from Austria and I want to see the hammerheads.
And most are coming here for the wildlife, rare species of animals and birds that don't seem afraid of humans and are all over the place.
So guys, Matthias, who owns the dive center.
How are you folks?
Matthias Espinosa is German-Ecuadorian and came to the Galapagos in 1988. He runs this dive shop which takes tourists out to the depths of the ocean. His speciality? Hammerhead sharks. It's what all these divers are here for.
Gordon Rocks, for you, is going to be maybe one of the best dives that you're going to have because that's a tough cone.
Espinosa is briefing the divers ahead of their trip.
What is a tough cone? A tough cone is a sediment of ashes. Because of a strong eruption, those ashes went up into the sky and they settled down in form of a cone.
Which makes a unique habitat for underwater wildlife, a rare treat for worldly divers. But it's also fragile.
The question on this very fragile ecosystem is how you can do a tourism on long term that's not going to affect the wildlife here.
So his tours guide the divers very carefully to not cause harm to the underwater world. But Espinosa is also worried about a different threat that comes from the tourism influx, what might sail in on the cargo ships supplying the hotels and tour boats.
With the cargo ships, you can have insects that are hurting right now the ecosystem.
Like what happened to the famous Galapagos finch species when the Phalaenus downsii fly found its way to the islands. It was one destructive fly, Espinosa says.
They are sucking their blood. Some species of finches are suffering a mortality of 90% of that.
So the Ecuadorian government has gotten very strict. What can be brought on and off the islands, even between islands, is vigilantly monitored. So too is the people flow from mainland Ecuador.
Since I've been here, I've seen a lot of changes in the local community just within 16 years.
Stuart Banks is an oceanographer with Conservation International. While the local population is under 30,000, the number of tourists that come, and last year it was over 200,000, may put the most stress on the islands.
But luckily, because of steps that have been taken in the development of the islands, protecting the natural park in Galapagos, the great part of the natural ecosystem is still pretty much as it was 200 years ago, before all of this rapid development.
In fact, 97% of the islands are protected national park lands, where no one is allowed to live or build. While tourists can visit some of these areas with a certified guide, human traffic on much of the Galapagos Islands is minimal, helping with the preservation.
Hola, Depa.
Jonathan Romero is a Galapagos National Park veteran.
Sí, lo más importante es proteger la biodiversidad que tenemos.
He describes his job as working to protect the island's biodiversity.
Sí nos afectan un grado un poco.
And he calls bad tourist behaviors a severe threat to the islands. Firstly, he says, many tourists don't know how to minimize their impact. They don't know national park rules. They are also not very frugal with electricity usage. And unlike Galapagueños, who don't use plastic bags, tourists often demand them. And some tourists, he says, just don't think.
Justamente una chica que no es de acá vino, había subido montado sobre una tortuga.
He's telling me about a tourist who posted a photo of herself on top of a tortoise to her social media networks. National park rules make clear to all tourists, state you cannot go within 6 feet of the wildlife, and you certainly cannot touch the animals. Some locals saw her social media post and responded with their own strong rebukes of her, he says. She apologized. Here at the very laid-back island of Isabela, the largest of the Galapagos Islands, despite the sandy streets, a tourism infrastructure has developed as more foreigners come to see the volcanoes, the pink flamingos, marine turtles.
Me llamo Ramón Martínez.
Amit Ramon Martinez at his beachfront hotel, the corner spot close to the mangroves and rock pools. He and his wife started this hotel back when the beachfront was barely developed. It's sometimes hard to meet all the demands of tourists, he tells me. Like hot showers, and often more than once a day. So he installed solar panels. If big hotel chains set up shop on Isabela, they would have to find a way to meet a traveler's every little need. And Martinez worries that the big hotels wouldn't respect the environment. But so far, he says, locals have resisted moves by big tourism to enter Isabela. Locals here see their island as their patrimony, something they must protect and respect. Their island is not for sale, he says. For The World, Deepa Fernandez, Isabela Island, Galapagos.